Be aware of the sense of touch, your body's contact with whatever you're sitting on. Your body's contact with your skin's contact with your clothes, with the air. Sitting on the earth, sitting in space. Relaxing into the simplicity of just being in a body, sitting on the earth, sitting in space. Coming into the senses, bringing in the sense of hearing. Hearing the sound of my voice, hearing other sounds inside and outside the room, hearing inner sounds. Letting hearing combine with touching as we deepen our sense of presence. Hearing and touching. Touching and hearing. Including the sense of seeing, which with your eyes closed may just be a grayness, a blackness, or vague shapes of color. Or within a vision might be bright colors and images. Letting seeing combine with hearing and touching as we deepen our sense of presence. Seeing, hearing, touching. Sitting on the earth, sitting in space. Witnessing our breathing and including the sense of smell. Smelling the moment, smelling the room, smelling ourselves, smelling the world. Letting smelling combine with seeing, hearing, and touching as we deepen our sense of presence. As we sit on the earth, as we sit in space. Seeing, hearing, touching, smelling. Paying attention to the tongue and the mouth, we come to that most intimate sense of tasting. Tasting the moment, tasting experience, tasting ourselves, tasting the world. Letting tasting combine with smelling, seeing, hearing, and touching. As we deepen our sense of presence, as we sit on the earth and sit in space. Letting the senses come together. Experiencing the body as the living bridge between inner and outer. As we join the worlds together. Letting our inner senses awake so that we become aware of the inner dimension of this room. And witnessing the awakening of the archangels as they are welcomed this morning. To the east, which is in front of me, I invite the Archangel Raphael, Angel of the morning, Angel of the new day, Angel of the dawn, who brings the breath. Breathe new life into us. Open the gate of the dawn. that we may be filled with new life, new light, new breath, new inspiration. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the East. To the south, which is the quarter of the room opposite the car park, I invite the Archangel Michael, High Priest of Heaven, whose face shines like the sun at noon. Bring the divine light and fire into this place, empower us, shine upon us. Lift up your face that we may see face to face. Open the gateway of noon. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the sun. Behind me in the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, Great Cleansing Intelligence, Peacock Angel, Keeper of the Great Waters. Pour the crystal waters of the throne upon us. Cleanse, purify, and irrigate us. Irrigate our hearts and irrigate our lives. Take us into the places of transition and magic. Open for us the gate of the twilight. That we may experience mystery. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. To the north, which is the side of the room by the car park, I invite the Archangel Uriel, Light of God that shines in darkness, Alchemist of deep heaven, teach us the mystery of transmutation and resurrection. Teach us the mystery of the light that rises from matter. Awaken the sleeping fire within us. Open for us the gateway of the stars. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. East and west, north and south, above, below, and center. The temple without hands is formed. Feel the presence of the angels as they surround us upon all sides. Feel the qualities of the gate of dawn and twilight, the gate of noon and the gate of the stars. Morning and noonday. Evening and night, time and space converging in the place, the center point that is beyond time and space, the singularity. And within this place we make our morning practice, beginning with the Kabbalistic cross. And here we begin by aligning with the axis of the body. sense above your head the white sun of Keter, the white crystal light that is the source of all color, all shaping. Placing your dominant hand upon your forehead, we say together, Ate. Ate. Bringing your hand slowly down the body, you see the light descend down into the earth. Your hand is at your solar plexus, pointing downwards, but the column of light goes right down into the earth. And here we say Malchut. Malchut. Feel that sense of the pillar of light descending deep into the earth. And we bring our hand to our right shoulder, where we sense a sphere of brilliant red lights. And here we say Vegevura. Vegevura. We bring our hand to the left shoulder, seeing a pillar of light accompanying us and joining the blue, a blue sphere. And here we say Vegedula. Vegedula. The center of our body, we sense a golden sun. And here we bring our hands together and we say, Leolam Amen. Leolam Amen. And again, bringing your hand to your forehead, contacting the white light of Keter, we say Ate. Ate. Bring the hand down, let the light come down into the earth. We say Malchut. Malchut. Right shoulder, we see the red sphere. We say Vegevura. Vegevura. We bring the light over to the left shoulder where there's the blue sphere. We say Vegedula. Vegedula. Come to the golden sun at the center. Bring our hands together. We say Leolam Amen. Leolam Amen. And one last time. Forehead. Ade. Light to the earth, Malchut. Malchut. Right shoulder, Vegevura. Vegevura. Left shoulder, Vegedula. Vegedula. Center, Leolam Amen. Leolam Amen. So just sitting with the effect of the exercise. Ate means thou, and invokes the white lights. Malchut means the kingdom, the bringing of the light into the kingdom. Vegevura, the clarity and the severity. Vegedula, the mercy and the love. Leolam, Amen, everywhere, forever. Tracing the tree of life upon our body and feeling that sense of the activation of light and the establishment of balance. Sitting with that sensation. And then again, coming to this central axis of the body as we establish the middle pillar. Beginning with our attention in the white sun of Kheta above the head. And here we chant E-Aye four times. E-Aye, I am and I will be. E-Aye. Feel the reflex of Kheta in the sphere of Malchut just beneath our feet, which is a sphere of shining blackness shot through with rainbow colors. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth, the sovereignty of the living body. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. Feel the middle pillar and the interplay between Kheta and Malchut. And then in the center of our being, see the golden sun of Tiferet, the place of balance and beauty. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aluva V'Da'at, the God that is mine, the God that lives in my heart, the God that is known to me. Yud He Vav He Aluva V'Da'at, Yud He Vav He Aluva V'Da'at, Yud He Vav He Aluva V'Da'at, Yud He Vav He Aluva V'Da'at. Feel a sense of Kheta, the sense of Malchut, the balance point of Tiferet, and the central axis of the body. Becoming aware of the throat, the center of expression, the place of speech and the utterance of the word. And here we sense or imagine a sphere of incandescent violet grey. This is the art, the sphere of the knowing of not knowing, the sphere of mystery. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim, I create. Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim. And then we pay attention to the pelvis, to the sphere called Yesod, the foundation of life. And here we see a sphere of blues and greens and silvers and deep purples. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life.
Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai.
Kheta and Malchut, Da'at and Yesod, Tiferet. Feel the spheres of the middle pillar. The earth center, the moon center, the sun center, the center of mystery, the white sun. Let the middle pillar hold you. Relax into its axis, relax into its levels. Having awakened the middle pillar, we now circulate the light of Kheta through the pillar, through our bodies, through our energetic fields. Breathing in, we center ourselves in Kheta. Breathing out, the brilliant white light of Kheta pours down the front of the body to Malkut. Breathing in, it returns the back of the body to Kheta, doing this for 6 cycles. And now circulating the light from side to side, breathing in, focusing into Kheta, breathing out, sending the light to Malkut down the left side of the body, breathing in, bringing the light back up to Kheta through the right side of the body. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. Now working with the spiral and the straight. Bring your attention down to Malkut. We breathe in and out, focusing there. As we breathe in, we spiral the light anti-clockwise to Keter. As we breathe out, we bring the light down to Mulkert. Breathing in again, we spiral the light. Breathing out, we send it down to Mulkert. Doing this for 6 cycles. And then finally the fountain exercise. Breathing in and out, we center in Mulkert. Breathing in, we send the light up to Keter. Breathing out, we fountain the light around us. As we breathe in and out again, we gather the light in Mulkert. As we breathe in, the light ascends to Keter. As we breathe out, it fountains around us. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. Sitting in the body, being aware of the effect of the exercises. Being aware of the body as the living bridge between the inner and the outer. Being aware of the sounds of the outer world, but then gradually tipping your attention inwards, moving down and in into the center point, into the inner door, to the place of transition. Relaxing into that, hearing in the distance the sounds of the world, but moving inwards and downwards. And once again, finding yourself outside the house of life. Noticing how it appears to you this morning. Ascending the steps and contemplating the door, noticing the jackal door knocker. And as before, as you pay attention to it, it pays attention to you. There is a sense both of challenge and welcome and invitation. And if we choose to take up the invitation, we simply knock on the door 3 times. And as we do so, just as before, the door silently opens. And we find ourselves stepping across the threshold, stepping into a new world. Stepping into the house of life. And as we enter the house, we follow the corridor in front of us to the room of the table and the mirror. And as before, we find a seat waiting for us. And as we take our seats, we become aware of the veiled and shining object at the center of the table. We become aware of the line of light from the red and gold and white rose in the ceiling. We become aware of the chair of the teacher and aware of companions. We contemplate the mystery of the veiled grail. We contemplate being seated at the table round. Becoming aware of the companions who sit with us. We become aware of the chair of the teacher, and the teacher sitting in it. Be aware of this presence, who is the guide of the house of life, who is the guardian, who is the keeper of the flame and the keeper of the grail. and her attention is taken to the mirror. And the silver blackness of the mirror seems to ripple, becoming a doorway. A doorway marked by the cross and the circle. And we rise from our seat and enter the doorway, finding ourselves in a small chapel. Contemplating an altar with a golden cross and a flowering red rose at its center. On the altar is an unsheathed sword. And as we step up to the altar, and as we place our hands upon the altar, we contemplate the mystery of the cross and the sword. We may be prompted to do something with the sword, or we may just contemplate it in silence. Enter into the stillness of this contemplation of the rose cross and the sword. And after a period of time, we sense it is time to leave. We turn from the altar, we turn to the door, and as we step through it, we find ourselves back in the room of the table. And as we look behind us, we see that the doorway has once again become a mirror. But we are left in our hearts with a sense of the golden rose, of the golden cross with the bright red rose and the unsheathed sword upon the altar. Leave the room of the table, pass down the corridor, and come to the spiral stair that turns anti-clockwise, entering into its coolness, its dampness, as we descend into the deep. coming at length to the basement, coming to the bedrock, the smooth basalt floor. Noticing the slightly domed ceiling with a carved almond blossom at its apex. Noticing the ancient horned altar. With its interlocking six-pointed stars. Feeling above us the spine of the house. Passing through the chamber of the moon, the sun, the chamber of the double cube, and coming to the white sun just above the house. We place our hands upon the horns of the altar. And as we do, there is a great shift. There is a great awakening. The altar becomes shining white marble. The interlocking design of six-pointed stars opens. And from deep within, there is a great current of rainbow light that strikes the almond flower and is transmitted through the house. There is light where before there was dimness. And in the four quarters, there are brilliantly glowing stained glass windows of the four holy creatures. In front of us, there is the winged human being in gold and yellow. Behind us, there is the white eagle. On our right hand, the winged lion. On our left hand, the winged bull. When we feel a great surge of life, energizing the house of life, awakening the chambers and the passageways, filling the empty places, bringing life and color to all parts of the house. And we feel the pulsing response of the white sun that sends a beam of pure white light down into the deeps, down into the altar, down into the earth. We feel the double current of the descent of light, of the ascent of light. Feeling our part in this. Stepping from the altar, we come to the ascending stairway, moving clockwise. This warm ascending current. And we allow it to take us upwards until we come to the landing of the moon. And here, stepping into this chamber, we find ourselves in the anteroom with the room of the book of the thousand images. But today we step towards the stained glass window that is a door that has the figure of the magician, that is the transparent consciousness, that is the living icon. And we step into this form, feeling the stance of the magician as they point between heaven and earth, feeling the white robe of glory, the red robe of sanctified desire, feeling the serpent wrapping around our waists, being aware of the table as the field of attention, and the cup and the sword, the rod and the disc as the tools of awareness. We become the magician in the midst of the magic. We become transparent to the light. And as we embrace this form, as our form shifts to be the living magician in the midst of the magic, we step forward and we find ourselves in the moon chamber of Yesod, in a field of blue and green and deep purple lights shining all around us. And as the light clarifies in the center of the room, there is a great well or font containing the living waters. And as we look into the living waters, we see the spiral straight image, like a great serpent coiling upon itself. And as we contemplate the waters and the coiled serpent, we become aware of the central axis of the tower. We become aware of the white sun at the apex, the rainbow fire beneath us. We place our hands upon the font and invite that which is coiled to become straight, that which is horizontal to become vertical. We ask the serpent to ascend. We awaken the dragon. Surrendering to that power and life as it arises through us, as it ascends into the room of the table. As it enters the room of the cube within the cube. As it enters into union with the white sun. And the light responds and descends in white glory, the shining whiteness illuminates the hall of the cube, the hall of the table, the hall of the moon, the basement. And in an instant we see it illumining other rooms within the house of life. There is a flash of light, a sense of everything made new. And then we find ourselves standing, still looking into the font. Returning to the antechamber, stepping through the image of the magician and leaving the image behind us. Returning to the spiral stair. We ascend past the room of the table, coming to the cubic room in which floats a cube, and as we look into the cube, we see there the letters Yud He Shin Vav He rotating. We see the circle and the square cross. We enter into the mystery of within and without, and the mystery of the union of the opposites. So that we are within the house, and the house is within us. Our feet are in the basement, our pelvis in the moon chamber, our heart in the hall of the table. Our head and our throat in the cube chamber. The white sun is above our head. We are within the house, and the house is within us. We are in this room, and this room is also within the house. But letting our attention tip forwards, letting our senses bring us in to this room, into this time, knowing that the house is within us, and we are within the house. Letting our senses just open into the room, open into the place of us all sitting together. And then just stretching or making any notes you want to, just letting yourself come back.